Okay, so let's go weiter. Let's go to 157. He says, let's give an example. A true servant of Hashem wastes hardly a moment. Okay? A true servant of Hashem wastes hardly a moment. He's totally involved in Torah, avodah, and acts of kindness. You know, I would say, even those who go to work, there's a way to be, totally caught up in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an appropriate way. To an outsider, it seems impossible. How can one live with such pressure? The answer is that as long as there isn't true ratzon, it's pressure. Right? As long as you don't really want
to. Why'd you say that? Even a person who goes to work doesn't waste a moment?
Well, I mean, if you read this straight, it says a true servant of Hashem wastes hardly a moment. He's totally involved in Torah and Voda and acts of kindness. So a regular guy is most of the days working, so kind of throws him out. So I was trying to bring him back in. You know what I'm saying? Now it could be. We'll say a different one. It could be that
totally involved in a Torah life,
or when he's working. There's nothing wrong with that. But even outside his time of working, he's either involved in Torah Voda or acts of kindness. You can say it like that if you want. But Lamaisa, if he's an true of Hashem, he's always. Let's say he's not when he's working. He's always looking to serve a Kaddish Baruch in whatever way he can. That's what he wants to do. Right? If there's a Ratzon, if you want to do something. And it's not pressure filled. It's when you don't want to do something, but you still feel like you probably should.
There's nefesh.
That's when the okay. No? I don't have to go there right now.
Okay.
So that's a big statement. That's not that one up there. Sometimes you need a serious nefesh, but push it.
To go if a person doesn't have the you have the ratzon, but it's hard to get, and then you. Do that.
So there are certain times where a person with a ratzon would have to jump to be serious nefesh, but
right.
We don't need to go there right now.
Okay.
The answer is that as long as there isn't true ratzon, it is pressure because it goes against the person's will. But when this is a person's ratzon, he's fulfilling his will, his lowercase his will, right, to serve his uppercase will, then there's no feeling of pressure at all. There's not a pressure. And even if a person does, and this is actually what we're up to in Chol Savava, sometimes a person does feel a pressure. Pesach's coming. I was talking about Pesach. And it's unbelievable that the store's already changed over. It's stressful. See, you walk into the stores, you see like half the stores already has white lining. Besides the fact that you have to see the Pesach stuff, you have to think about all the things you have to buy. You lost half the products that you usually buy for your family. So you're getting killed on both ends.
The minute they came over with snacks from Bingo yesterday, the kids were like, all out of sorts.
They're done.
Like, Tati,
where's the chametz? Yeah, like, where's the chametz, Dad? Tati? No. Nowadays, because all the supermarkets decided, because as a response to the anxiety of Klal Yisrael, we're going to start taking Pesach on a month early now.
It's like Black Friday in the summer.
What?
Black Friday in the summer.
Right.
I'm not sure I get that one.
They started doing Black Friday like earlier and earlier. It used to start 2 weeks before.
What's Black Friday?
Shopping.
Like November.
The shopping day. Okay. I thought it was a religious thing.
Doing it earlier?
Yeah. Because people want money. But,
right.
But I'm saying they started doing it earlier and they started Black Friday in the summer. I'm like, guys, this is getting ridiculous.
Oh, when is it supposed to be?
Like in November.
December.
Wait, is that a religious thing?
No,
it's like
a Thanksgiving sale.
Okay. I'm getting like
it's a mindset of
those. All right, I went religious, you went straight. Okay, so I was trying to.
I'm right in the gashmis right now.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Which is probably what drives a lot of stuff. You know, it's the gashmis. Agoponim. So Isa, I was just talking about on Sunday, but even if it's Torah mitzvahs, right? There's a certain pressure. Now, where's the pressure coming from? So either I told the people, listen, you have to think. Maybe you don't want to be doing this mitzvah, right? To be honest, we spoke about this yesterday a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not really where you... Did I speak about that Sunday or that was yesterday? Definitely yesterday. I'm not sure if Sunday... Maybe I spoke about it Sunday. Maybe a person doesn't really want to be doing Pesach. So then any extra effort, which the entire Pesach has extra efforts, is going to be difficult for him. But even if you do want to do it, it still can be... There still can be a pressure because you want... This is where Yechovah Sovs really comes in. Even if you want to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there can still be a pressure because you want to properly perform the mitzvah. I want to do it the best way. I want to be the best daven. I want to be the best learner. I want to give the best tzedakah. I want to buy all the best Pesach products, whatever it may be. Even if you want to, I have a ratzon to serve Hashem, but it can still create an imbalance of stress. That's where bitachon. I don't know what he's going to say here. I haven't read it yet, but that's where bitachon comes in. Relax. Yeah, you should want, Just remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's in charge. He's the one who knows what you can handle. He's the one who ultimately he's the one who grades you, and he doesn't grade you on actual performance of the end line. He grades you on your try, your will, your want, not on the end game.
Unless you go to a Pesach program.
No, so that's why people go to Pesach programs. Right. That's the reason. The pressure they can't handle anymore. And then they have to start buying all the clothing because then they have to like, right? If you don't buy the food, you have to buy the clothing to make up for it.
What are the Pesach program like?
I'm not getting into Pesach programs.
But like Kinyos, man.
Guy just threw a wrench in it.
I don't go there.
I'm not. My name's not Rav Weinberger. I'm not gonna give you a 4-hour
show. But you'll give us a flyer.
If a flyer's a joke.
Yeah.
You're saying because perm?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
No.
That's good, huh?
Guy, you didn't see that?
I don't know.
A few years ago,
like
I had,
two or 3 years ago,
I had Aaron Rosenthal put together
that was a good joke.
Yeah. Ready Pesach program in Dubai.
Yeah, I remember something. Yeah.
That was brilliant.
I wonder if we still have it.
It was so brilliant because people didn't realize it was a joke.
It came out of nowhere.
I should put it on April Fool's, but they didn't.
I guess Gunnar, if he still has it. I'd like to see it again, just to get Hana.
Yeah. I think they sent it in an email.
They did, a long time ago.
I'll go find it.
People signed up? Okay, it's fine.
Holy Fire Tours. I think we wrote Holy Fire Tours.
People didn't realize it was a joke.
That's cabalistic.
I think at some point, maybe I heard a voice note from Rebbe, maybe a voice note saying how people were contacting him. I vaguely remember that. People were contacting him saying, is this real? I think one of his friends said that. You know, maybe I'm making this up. I think one of his friends called him or left him a voice note saying, "Moshe, you too? Like they finally got you. Like how much do they offer you? Something like that." I could have made that up, but I think that. What?
Sell out.
Right, sell out. Oh, yeah. So for $2 million in Dubai, what are we supposed to do? You know, they twisted my arm. Right. I'll go put him. The beginning of a person's avoda. So this is really, he discussed this really in the beginning of the Sefer. We just weren't ready for it. So we're coming back to it now. But besides Ramuna and Bita, all the stuff that we have to do, all the amazing avoda we have to do, again, the motivating factor, what's giving you the motivation, the energy, the want to do Emuna and Bitachon and Vegas. That's the Ratzon. The beginning of a person's avoda is to have a true Ratzon, a true desire. So that the Ratzon to be close to Hashem will be true and strong. Because then, as they say, if there's a will, there's a way. In fact, according to Chassidus, when a person merits entering the inner essence of Ratzon, okay, that's already a high level, there's outer essence of Ratzon, there's Panimis of Ratzon, he finds Oneg delight in fulfilling the Ratzon. If you could get to this high place, and I don't think it's so crazy, you could even enjoy going Pesach shopping is possible. You can get a delight knowing, right? It takes work on your heart and your mind, but it can be done. Instead of just going in mindlessly like we always do, and then like, oh my gosh, I can't wait, the prices, and you go like this, and you go from you go back and forth, and the matzah, this. Besides for that, if you could think through, okay, I know the prices are, like, first of all, to be normal. You have to know your proper expectations. Okay, that's just posture normal. The prices are going
to
be high. Yes.
Well, don't look at the prices. You have to buy it anyways.
I already told you, Easter stockless. And if you want, go to Bingo today. Their prices are very, very low right now. You can go today.
It was crazy. Like the matzah, it's $8.99 a pound. The matzah.
There's a
difference. That's the Kinyos box. No, I'm joking.
There's a difference. Trust me.
Yeah, you probably get what you pay for. But
okay,
Lamaisa. Okay, but besides that, I don't get the pay stuff now.
Sell it at Costco. Yeah. I don't know how that stuff is. It's like thick.
You first have to be normal to just know what to expect. But then, if a person has the right mindset, you know, every time I'm saying we're just talking about shopping. I'm not even talking about the Seder yet. But
yeah.
I'm shopping because it's for Pesach. This is the Chag of Cheres, which you have to work through. How is this Cheres? Because the Iker Cheres is when a person is mevatel his das to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is being, and I'll tell you right now, Kodesh Baruch, between me and you, this is the biggest bittul hadas, that I have to go to this place and buy this stuff. But be'emes, if you get it right and you think about it, you could be mekayim the entire Chag of Pesach, even before Pesach. And it's really like that, Chassidus teaches that in a deep way, a lot of Torah mitzvahs can be. You could already be fulfilling the mitzvahs and the ikar inyan of the mitzvah before the actual mitzvah.
We learned that already.
We learned this.
With the piece from Rabbi Elmelech.
Oh, you're saying the Ratzon. You're going back to
that.
That's such a mahalach. That was more in the.
You can also
yes. I wasn't thinking about that, but yes, that also the rotzen. Yeah, the ikar of the mitzvah is the rotzen. Yes. I wasn't thinking that way, but yeah, that's also true. That's part of the same as Geras of the Baal Shem and how he brought things into the world.
I thought that's where you were going.
Yeah. No. It's good that you brought that in because it wasn't, but it's true also. There are two stages here. At first, he must truly desire this with a strong and true rotzen. Even though the rotzen cannot be fulfilled yet, due to the fact that he has not yet merited to delight in Hashem. So you haven't yet felt this oneg, but you have to believe it exists, and then you have to try your very best to say, I want that. Of course, it's a lo lishma in a certain way. I want delight, that's okay. Bitoch lo lishma, bo lishma, it's fine. And you have to do whatever you can to get to that place. After that, however, he will be able to fulfill the rotzen, which is the pleasure of delighting in Hashem. And then if you reach that rotzen, then you can serve a Kodesh Baruch with that rotzen. And everybody has felt it at some point in some area of Avodas Hashem, whether it's in learning, whether it's in davening. And those are the two. Sometimes in chesed, a person feels that. One must first pass through the stage of unfulfilled desire. That's where it gets hard. Because everybody tells you, you learn in chesedis, you learn that the oneg, the geshmak, the simcha shel mitzvah, it's amazing, gevaldik. And then a person says, I've been doing the mitzvah for 20 years, I feel nothing. It's crusty and old. So firstly, you have to have the right perspective, right understanding, which most people usually don't. They just do the same thing that they were taught out of rote.
He bought from the wrong bakery.
What did he say?
He bought from the wrong bakery.
No, he just didn't buy the proper bread. The bread was always just sitting on a different shelf. It was already there. You just, no one told you there was the bread on the top. You went to the run that you could just grab easily. You have to work for that bread. But akopanim, you could be doing the same thing 1,000 times. And even when you are taught like this, now you're taught that there is a certain delight, there's a moon and it's devekas, and if you can get to that place, your mamash feel delight. You still have to fight through doing mitzvahs without delight to get to the mitzvah of delight. Because you need the outer rotzen to get to the inner rotzen. The outer rotzen is pashut. You just have to have a will and a motivation to do the thing that you're supposed to do. There's a servant Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I want to serve him. Not because of feeling. Right? You can't only go for the feeling. That's not mitoch lo lishma. Mitoch lo lishma bo lishma is when a person has felt it and he's still serving it because of that. We hope that eventually he'll also serve it just because it's the emes. But to get to even the feeling, you need to surrender all expectations of any feelings. Because if you serve with the thought that it's on condition that I receive a certain feeling, then you might never feel it because you're always waiting for that thing. You don't even know what that thing really is. You'll never get it. It's impossible. You have to just say, I'm going to do this for however long it takes. I know the time it can and will come at some point. I don't know when. I know it's true. That's the emes. The emes is there's an inner rotzen. So I'm ready now and I'm willing now with my outer rotzen, my outer will and desire, to continue to do this as long as it takes, that's it.
So that's the process.
Without any expectation of whenever that delight's going to hit. I know it's there, I know it's true, and I know there is such a geschmack, and there's a feeling of devakus.
Can you daven for that?
For the feeling?
Faster. Yeah, I'm just curious.
You can. I think, of course, you can daven for anything. You have to be very careful, because then once you start davening for it, that means you're already expecting it, maybe, unless you daven with total bittul, Kodesh Baruch Hu. To me and you, we both know that there's an amazing delight. It's to serve you, because it will be the most amazing thing, and I really want to taste that. But I'm not expecting it, and I know that you'll give it to me whenever you're supposed to give it to me. But between me and Kodesh Baruch Hu, I would like that at some point. But I'm willing to just keep going until you give it to me. My entire vote is not dependent on that. Right? Because that delight is really a response from Kodesh Baruch Hu. He gives it to you. You can't do that. It's higher than our capabilities. Because if we could do it, I would just do it. We can't. When we work with the outer rotzen, whenever you have an outer and an inner, the outer is always the keli, the inner is always the or. The most we could ever do, we can never, ever do or. You can't. You can only do kli, which is great. Which is why, we're getting like all over the place over here. But the emes is that's why, if we understand who we are and what our capabilities are, we can only produce Kli. You can never produce the Or. that would already remove the responsibilities that the pressures of, I have to perform.
Yeah.
You can't perform. You can only do as much as you can do up until the point. You have to try. You have to go to the mikveh. You have to come to davening on time. You have to know, understand what you're saying. You have to try your best. Ashtadlus. But sof, will you daven well or not? The or itself? It's up to Kodesh Baruch or not. Will you delight in this mitzvah? It's up to Kodesh Baruch. We have to do the outer aspect of every avoda. Be on time. Say the words you have to say. Be at the shir. But will you actually understand? It's up to Kodesh Baruch. Whether that day you're awake enough and you're and spoken in a way you can understand, and it's a topic you're interested in, you try your best, right? So we have to work on the outer rutzon as long as it takes without any... Kalim don't expect light. Kalim just build, man. You just build and you build and you build. That's what they do. Right? You have a very low-level worker, whatever, some other country or something. He's not expecting he's not expecting the millions. He's there to... He's a paid laborer. Every single day works, 8, 9, 10 hours a day. He just does the thing he does. He builds skyscrapers and then he moves on to the next. He's not sitting there selling the penthouse suites waiting for the millions of dollars. That's not him. He's just building foundations. He's standing on the scaffolding. That's my job. And then he goes to the next. Once that skyscraper is done, some guy's going to make billions. But him, he's going to the next skyscraper. And we have to learn to become just
builders.
Builders. That's it. Be a builder. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides that he's going to take that, worker, and he's going to somehow just shoot him up, make him, imagine one day, the CEO, the guy who's building the whole program, the guy who's building the whole skyscraper, right? Massive. This guy's a project manager, whatever you want to call it. He hires a whole team of workers, and they're all working. Regular guys, and then they move to the next building. One day, the CEO comes to one of the workers and says, you know what? You look like an honest guy. I'm going to make you the CFO. Mi no hablo inglés. I'm joking. Right. It doesn't matter. He doesn't speak it. I'm making a joke that it's like a zuchus from Shemayim that this guy gets he's a regular worker and now this guy's being made the CFO. That doesn't happen. That's not normal. Right? This never happened since the history of creation. One time it's happened. So should all the workers go to work thinking that maybe one day we'll also be chosen to be the CFO? That'd be crazy. You have to do your thing. Do your job. Out of Ratzon, do it. Make your paycheck and move on. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides to give you a special zechus of the oneg, kevaldik, and it's true, it can happen, but never to expect it, want it. I mean, want it maybe, but again, be careful. Daven for it, whenever you daven for anything. When you daven for anything, any want, in my understanding, okay, this is, there are different opinions, and there's different mahalchim, but always go back and forth. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I really, really want this. I think this would be good for me. Right? Speak it out. I think it'd be good for my family. Don't just say, I want $10 million. Well, your father, you go to your father. I want $10 million. Father says, why? Why do you want that? So Kodesh Baruch Hu is also asking that. So you have to explain yourself why you think it's good. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you think that's not good for me right now, if you think there's a better mahal, then I surrender to that also. But I really want it. But I also want to serve you. And I also want you to know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I'd rather serve you than get this thing according to what I want. Back and forth, that's real. His mom is real. You know what I mean? So whenever you're down for anything, who am I to know that this is, it sounds right. Yes, this person, was sick and I want them to get better. Of course I want them to get better. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know that with all my tears, it's up to you at the end of the day. You go back and forth, it's just real. It's just, you're being an Eved Hashem. Right? The Eved says, this is what I want, but King, I mean, Lamais, it's up to you.
You're going from Ben to Eved.
It's really Ben. But yes, I know what you mean, yes. Right. It's an Eved Ben.
Right.
It's a combination. That's what we want.
So he finds, doesn't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not something that comes to you.
Yeah, Yagatu Matsasi, and Baal Shem talks about such a thing. Yagatu Matsasi, you work really hard. Umatsasi, then you find that you understand the learning. What do you mean you find? You worked hard. Because at the end of the day, you could work as hard as you want, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides whether you find it or not. Yeah, it's great. Very good. That in Hebrew, it's probably, yeah, Medudic that way. Okay, we got we get into the world of Ratzon. It needs, hours and weeks and months. Where are we holding even? I don't even know where we're holding.
158. We finished.
Oh, we finished? Did we?
No.
I think you're one sentence away.
Yeah, one sentence, right.
Oh, that's always how it is, right? Then, when he really desires it almost every moment, he'll ultimately enter into the inner essence of Ratzon. When he desires it every moment. Right? You got to get to that point. takes the outer rotzen of wanting to get to want it every moment because it becomes part of you, and then you'll be able to emit some delay mission.
Amen. Okay.